Aleichem, our question today is, why is there a minhag to stay up all night Shavuos? And also we'll add, what should be learned throughout the night? There's actually a lot to talk about these topics. We're not going to go through them exhaustively. We'll simply use the text, the Yalkut Yosef, that's written by Harav Yitzchak Yosef, one of the sons of Rav Avadya Yosef. So we'll have a limited view of these topics. So when it comes to the first question, what is the basis of this minhag to stay up all night? So the Yalkut Yosef brings in the name of the Zohar, actually Zohar in two places. Chassidim harishonim lo yu yeshenim balayla azot, the early Chassidim, not talking about our Chassidim that as we associate with Steinwalls, but the early great Chassidim, those are the people who are very strict about mitzvahs and very enthusiastic, so they would not sleep all night long. They would stay up all night. They would be involved in learning Torah, and they would say as follows, Bov linchol morasha, kedusha lanu levanenu b'shnei ha'olamos, come and let us inherit a great inheritance this night for us, for our children, in both of the worlds. That means in this world and the world to come. That's in one place. The Zohar in a second place says as follows, kol elu shemitaknim atikun balayla hazod usmeichim, anyone who is mitakin the tikun, tikun lel chatzos, learning all night, and is happy doing it, kulam yurishumi muksuvim b'sefer zichronot, they will all be inscribed in the book of memories, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give them a bracha, b'shivim bracha, 70 brachos, uksarim shal olam ha'ayon, with the keser, with the crowns of the world above. So obviously those are very deep Kabbalistic concepts, and the concept here is staying up all night studying the Torah, learning the Torah, and there's a tremendous chus. Now the Achronim bring the rationale, it's fairly famous for the basis, the reason for this minhag to stay up all night, because of the time of Kabbalah Satorah, Klal Yisrael, they went to sleep and did not wake up in time. They overslept, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to wake them up with thunder, great noise, in order for them to arrive at Har Sinai. So that is not something we want to emulate. In fact, we want to be mitakin. We want to fix what was done back then. Accordingly, we stay up all night long in order to be awake for the Kabbalah Satorah in the morning. So that is the rationale why people stay awake all night, in order to not be asleep for when the Kabbalah Satorah happened. And it's a tikkun. It's a tikkun for Klal Yisrael oversleeping at the time. So that's question number one. Why do we stay up all night? We have sources in the Zohar and the rationale that we just brought. Question number two, so what should be learned? So Rav Avadya Yosef, it's actually based on the teachings of Rav Avadya Yosef, and the Yalkut Yosef brings as follows, that the preferable thing to do is to learn the Tikkun Chatzos, the Tikkun of Shavuos. The Tikkun of Shavuos is what's brought in the Sefer Kriye Moed, that the special text that should be learned throughout the night of Shavuos, and it should be done together with other people, Bechabura, with a group together. That would be the preferable thing to learn. However, having said that, level number two is that if you have B'nai Yeshiva, those who are learning in Yeshiva, Bachrim, Avreichim, and they want to learn Gemara, certainly they can. There is a basis for that as well. So they should not be told you have to learn only the Tikkun Shavuos. You can learn Gemara as well. And number three, there is a minhag also to learn the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Rambam. But truth be told, there are other minhagim as well. So that is not an exclusive list. The most important thing, as we say all the time, is that you should learn something that you enjoy. So if there's going to be something that's going to keep you up and something that's not going to keep you up, preferable to learn, if you're already attempting to stay awake, learn something that's going to keep you up that you are going to enjoy. Now, another halacha that is brought in the Yalkut Yosef is that you have to be careful to not be wasting time this night. It's not a night to be schmoozing, sicha schulim, dvarim betelim, and the focus should be on the learning. Don't waste time on sicha betela. And if somebody's just sitting and doing nothing, it's as if you are sleeping. So the concept here is to stay awake, be productive in learning Torah, because if you're not being productive, you may as well go to sleep, because halachically, hashkafically, you are sleeping anyway. And there is a concept, al pi Kabbalah, to not learn Mishnah. To not learn Mishnah this night, Now, having said that, there are certainly places that are not knowing that way, that they do learn Mishnayos. So again, the key is learn something that you are enthusiastic about. If you're staying up already, be enthusiastic, use the time well, and get as much as possible out of the night. Have a wonderful day.